we plan on doing right now. There was 6 issues left open yesterday when we met. I think we will try to cover those 6 issues, but I don't think we're going to close up the bill right now. There's, you know, we all realize there's only a couple of days left of the legislative session, and there's several open issues floating around, and we have a possible vehicle that there's a lot of talk about. So we're going to try to get through all of the issues that came to us in this conference committee, and then adjourn or recess at the call of the chair and go try to figure out a game plan on possible other things and get back together later today and wrap up the bill. So with that, do we have section 1 from the House and the Senate? I don't know if we have the amendment for it yet. We'll come right back to that then. Senate Section 2 was the next open issue. That was a Senator Marty provision. He's not here right now, but I think that from the discussions yesterday, there wasn't a great deal of controversy over the language that's in the bill right now. Senator Marty had indicated that he was thinking about an amendment, but I heard from him this morning that he doesn't care to offer that amendment. So
I will move Section 2 of the Senate language.
Representative Thiessen moves Senate Section 2. All those in favor of that motion, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We have House Section 3 as amended, the root cause analysis.
I'll move that language.
Representative Thiessen moves House Section 3 as amended. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The next section open, OL, is the dental assistance sections 30 through 70, beginning on R33 of the full revisers. Side by side, those are Yvonne's, Senator Pretner Solon's sections. Does the House have
6 and 7?
Mm-hmm. I think Julie had a.
Julie, did you, Representative Bunn, did you have?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My concern here was this was introduced in the House after the deadlines on 4-2. It did not, it came to the both Representative Rude and I are both on the licensing committee of 8 members. We did not see this until yesterday. I did read all the language. I did talk over a period of hour last night off and on to various stakeholders involved in this, both regards to the dental assistant language and also the whitening language. In both instances, I would encourage my House members not to accept this year and to come back next year. Evidently, on the dental assistant language, this issue's been around for a very long time. I understand from conversations last night that they mentioned there had even been DLA reports and been Council of Health Plan report. There does not to have been completed the report under 214.02 in terms of the 11 questions that each proponent's required to do in terms of advocating for regulatory change in the licensing area. Moreover, given that there's language in here related to continuing to have unlicensed assistants as well, it's not clear at all to me why one would, you know, move to a higher level of regulation in this area in terms of our general guidelines for regulations in the licensing area and criteria for moving from licensing to certification to from registration to certification to licensure. So there may be good arguments here, but there seems to be a lot of information done, you know, study done over the years, but none of the House members have seen it ever, at least current ones that are involved in this area. And so unless there's a burning house here that needs to be put out this time, I think these things should be done in a thoughtful way, and I would very much, and I understand several of you are on the bill for this, and obviously it's something that you all discussed and was important to you, but I would appreciate you giving us the time to look at it as well. On the other issue, the whitening area, I asked about incidents of problems in Minnesota. Initially, I was told most of it's in other states. Then I was told there's at least one incident in this state. Then I asked about how many of these do we have? First, I said, one person said none to our knowledge, and other people said they do exist. There's one at the Mall of America. Then I asked about the hygiene issues in terms of, you know, rinsing and water and all that, and I got, again, different versions of what they thought was going on. So in this area, in terms of current practices with these type of fringe providers in this area. There wasn't even a clear description of what the practices of the problem was. And secondly, the other issue I raised with them in terms of the language here about only allowing things that are over the counter, there are many, many products for both trays for dental whitening and also whitening product gels available in the United States from the U.S. distributors over the internet that have almost commercial, if not commercial, quality strength in them today, is my understanding. And so if those are currently regulated under federal law or FDA or whatever they might be currently regulated, which I don't know, I think at least we should find that out. And if those are products you and I can purchase at home through the internet, I'm not sure, other than the hygiene issues that may be a real concern for health and safety, that this is something that we necessarily should be regulating further. So I'm just giving my brief overview of reasons I think we should wait until next year on both of these issues.
Okay, appreciate it. Senator Prettner-Solon.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to hold on this for a moment.
We can do that. Then section 30, it's on R73.
And as amended.
As amended. House adopted the we adopted the 812 amendment to the House language. And I believe there's another amendment in this general area.
Does this fit in with that same?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is right in the same.
Section 32. Should I put this in the House language?
The council?
Council already drafted this.
In terms of the page on
that. Okay, yeah. It'll go on.
Looking
there.
For this?
And Mr. Chair.
This one?
Yeah. Should this be moved right here? It's in this same general area. We can probably just.
Let's move House Section 30, and then we can move this.
Representative Thiessen moves House Section 30 as amended.
Mr. Chair.
Any discussion on that?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Do we have a Senate position?
We do have a Senate position on this. It was passed on the Senate floor. It's actually House File 1988. It has grown significantly since it left the Senate floor, but we did have a position. That's our new omnibus health bill. But it left the floor with a position on this pretty close to what the House amended. The issues are really about the same. This was an amendment worked on with the Department of Health that removed any potential cost. The A-12 amendment.
Senate file, what did you call it?
It was a House file, 1988 is what passed on the Senate floor. And it was.
But Mr. Chair, we had a hearing in the Senate on this bill?
Absolutely. It made it all the way through the process and it passed on the Senate floor as. What passed on the Senate floor as House File 1988 was very similar to the A-12 amendment. I'll be
Senate File 1924, Mr. Chair.
Senate File 1924. I'll be honest, I'd be hard-pressed to actually describe the differences between what we passed and what the A-12 amendment is. Council, do you have?
Mr. Chair, I'm not recollecting.
Passing that on the floor? It happened. I was.
Mr. Chair.
I believe you, but.
Mr. Chair, if House File 1988 was passed on the floor, then we must have adopted the House language. So why are we having to pass it again in this bill?
Did we substitute the Senate language?
We substituted the Senate language onto it.
So now it's in conference?
It's in conference. It is the new Health and Human Services omnibus bill.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It was the vehicle for the new Health and Human Services omnibus bill.
Okay.
But it was.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, the House amendment that we put on made it much closer to the Senate position coming off the floor.
Exactly. There was some more significant differences in the House language that came to us in the conference committee compared to what the Senate passed on the floor. But the A-12 amendment brought it much closer to what the Senate position was. Actually, I have a copy of the Senate language if anybody wants to see it, and maybe we can...
This is Senator Berglund's bill.
Yeah.
I thought she said she wasn't going to do the underlying bill because it had fiscal costs, and they were paying for it.
It doesn't have fiscal cost the way it was passed, and it doesn't have fiscal cost the way the A-12 amendment. I don't know if there's somebody from the Department of Human Services that could come up and tell us that this had no cost.
We did not pick this up in the amendment that we adopted in 1988, that delete everything amendment, but I don't know what it's going to do.
Right, I don't know.
Yeah, we did not pick up the underlying language.
We didn't. We did the amendment first.
It's delete everything amendment, this language.
And this language is not it.
Because I thought there was an assumption that it had a fiscal cost and we were paying for it.
I think it's because the, Mr. Chair, I think it's because the bill was...
Representative Thiessen.
In here.
Is there anyone from the Department of Health? Or Human Services, rather, that can...
Maybe in the next, I wonder if there's somebody in the other conference committee. Isn't that welfare?
We were told that there is no fiscal to this as drafted, but maybe we'll keep this open until we can find somebody that can come forward and tell us definitively that there is no fiscal. And that's one of the things.
Can Mr. Renner come?
Yeah. Mr. Renner, welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chair, members, Dave Renner at the Minnesota Medical Association. The language that was in the amendment that you adopted yesterday, language that we worked with Representative Murphy and she worked with the Department of Human Services, and the indication we have been told that language is that there would be no fiscal note.
That's what I've been told as well, but I would like to leave it open since questions have arisen and make sure that we can get the department here actually to say it. And since we're not planning on actually closing this bill, I mean, I would hope somebody could be here very soon.
Mr. Chair.
Could you put your microphone back?
Senator Thiessen.
Our wiring.
On the A-15 amendment, can we get some guidance from the staff about when they want to... Where that should fit in?
Whenever you want to bring it in.
I'll move it. We just need some line and page numbers to...
I know.
Or can we just direct
we'll
staff to do it?
Ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Representative Thiessen moves the A-15 amendment.
And Mr. Chair, that relates to Section 30, does it?
Well, not really, I guess. It's in that same general
Mr. Chair,
area, I was understood. But
Mr. Chair, my understanding is that some of the reporting, we established 62Q last year. This is the health care reform section. And there's some reporting that health plan companies have to do, but county-based purchasing entities were left out. And so this just brings them into the reporting requirements of 62Q, essentially.
Okay.
62U.
It says Q.
But it's U, where it's the...
It's in 62U, I'm sorry. Oh. It's referencing back to 62Q, but it's in 62U. Yes, thank you.
And it was our intent to capture all payers like this, and everybody kind of thought that county-based purchasing existed there too, but this is a technical...
So, Mr. Chair, could we have a refresher on what 62U refers to and what kind of reporting that is?
Mr. Goldman would probably be in the best position.
Okay.
Welcome to the committee. State your name for the record.
Mr. Chair, committee members, Jim Goldman from the Department of Health, Division of Health Policy. 62U is the health reform area that deals with quality reporting, as well as the provider peer grouping. I think the relationship to provider payment rates is as part of the provider peer grouping, we'll be collecting a combined measure of cost and quality for the providers. And what we wanted to make sure is that the information that we are getting there would be consistent with the type of information that we would be collecting under 256B with regard to provider payments. That would be information that we would have, and we wanted to make sure that it was similar across the two areas so that there wasn't disagreement between what was coming in under this reporting and this. I think it was the intention last year to have it across the market, and as part of our implementation, we simply noticed that there was this small gap.
Representative Thiessen renews his motion on the A15 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
I would move House Section 33, only subdivision A.
Representative Thiessen moves House Section 33, paragraph A.
Can you give us a...
Give us a second.
Yeah, that is on the revisor's side-by-side, it's R77. House only.
Mr. Chair, I have questions about this section.
Senator Pretner Solon.
First of all, what are shareholders? What kind of shareholders are there in a situation like this?
That is probably should read stakeholders as our typical, I would think.
Yes. I'll move that amendment.
Okay.
Yes, Your
Honor. And then, Mr. Chair.
Senator Pretner Solon.
I'm thinking that if we're looking at root cause analysis, is it about 20% of the nurses in the state belong to the union, to the Minnesota Nurses Association? It seems like there are other nurses that should be consulted besides the MNA. It also seems that there's a whole other group of providers that should be included in a root cause analysis, like maybe the physicians and the CNAs and the LPNs and maybe some techs. And I'm just wondering if we really want to look at, you know, root cause analysis and staffing is related to that. We need to look at broader than the Minnesota Hospital Association and the Minnesota Nurses Association.
Representative Thiessen.
Mr. Chair, I think, why don't we hold on that for right now, and I think we can work out some language that would accomplish that.
I think that is a valid point, and I think it was intended to be covered by stakeholders, but if we'd like to be more specific, I think that sounds like a fairly decent plan. So,
can I move the amendment, though, to the House language to delete shareholders to and insert stakeholders?
Representative Thiessen moves an oral amendment to House Section 33 on line 28.4 to remove the word shareholders and replace it with the word stakeholders. Everyone understand that motion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Higgins.
Well, on that section, what is the feeling about not including Section B?
Representative Thiessen.
Mr. Chair, I think the thought is that they will get to that point without having to have the legislative direction to get there through the stakeholders group, and that we don't have to direct them through legislation to enter into an MOU.
There was a fair amount of discomfort regarding putting in statute that two private entities would have to enter into an MOU.
Okay.
And I think those concerns are somewhat well-founded, but we, I think, have made clear that we really do hope strongly that these two private entities will get to a memorandum of understanding. Senator Pretner Solon.
Mr. Chair, going back to Section A2, I think that if we're going to have really something that is encompassing, we need to also consider people, representatives in Greater Minnesota as well as the metro area.
We should include giving consideration to geographic balance.
Right.
Should be a part of whatever language. And I would definitely agree with that.
Critical access hospitals might also be a part of this.
Do we have the amendment for Section 1? Representative Thiessen moves the A16 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair, this is language that was actually in both the House and the Senate related to allowing local governments to allow their employees to buy into our long-term care insurance system at not at any subsidized rate, but there was some concern about the effect that might have on the state employees who are participating in their rates, and there might be some other options available, so everybody's agreed to kind of move to see if we can figure out another alternative that'll satisfy everybody. So we're putting this study language in, and we'll come and deal with it next year.
Thank you, Representative Thiessen. On the A16 amendment, any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Higgins.
There should be allowing more folks to come into the program should ultimately result in a savings to our employees in the rates, one would think, right?
One would think.
And Mr. Chair, I think there's
Representative Thiessen.
Two concerns. One is depending on who the people are and what their profile is compared to the state employee pool, there's a question about that, I guess, and also just the administrative costs. There might be a municipal pool that already exists that it's cheaper and more efficient for these local employees of local units of government to go into as opposed to what the state of Minnesota set up. So,
Let's find out.
We worked with the stakeholders trying to get this the original draft worked out, and this is what they feel is probably the best to move this year.
Okay.
Any further discussion on the A16 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A16 amendment, aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Thiessen moves adoption of House Section 1. Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, so we've got, to recap, we've got the Senate sections on dental assistance, licensure. We've got the plan reporting. Is there anybody from the Department of Human Services here yet?
Suicide prevention.
No. And then we've got the nurses MOU, and the health, looking at root cause analysis pieces. So those three items remain open and are going to take a little more discussion. So we will recess at the call of the chair. Or should we try to set a time? Or? Recess at the call of the chair.